Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
A formal complaint is being filed against a Cook County judge after his conversation with prosecutors following a hearing was live streamed on YouTube. WBBM's Mike Krauser reports.
Attorney Jennifer Bongean had been before Judge William Raines during a virtual hearing. The hearing was over, but the live stream was still on. The judge, according to the transcript, said, "Did you see her going nuts, glasses off, fingers through her hair, the phones going all over the place? It's insane." He's talking about Bongean. Assistant State's Attorney Anna Sadelmeyer says she's maybe not the nicest person. The judge says, "Can you imagine waking up next to her every day? Oh my God." Assistant State's Attorney Susie Baccaro weighs in, saying, "There would be a number of things wrong with my life if I was waking up to her every day." The judge responds, "I couldn't have a visual on that if you paid me." Then he realizes the stream is still on. "Oh wait," he says, "media streaming live on YouTube? What's up with this?" Then the stream ends. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The head of the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services has been held in contempt of court again, the third time it's happened this month.
The contempt orders are all over DCFS's inability to place some of the children in its care in homes. The latest, a 17-year-old boy who's been held in a psychiatric hospital, costing taxpayers $1,000 a day. According to the Cook County Public Guardian, the boy should have been out of the psychiatric hospital 4 months ago. DCFS Director Mark Smith had also been ordered held in contempt recently because housing placement had been botched for a 9-year-old girl and a 13-year-old boy. DCFS says homes have now been found for those two children. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Classes are canceled today in Joliet Public School District 86. Officials say the move is being made because of COVID-related staffing shortages. There will be no remote learning. The missed day will be made up on May 31st as one of the district's five emergency days built into the school calendar. Due to the ongoing surge in COVID cases, the Illinois Secretary of State's offices will be closed a little longer than originally planned.
Spokesman Henry Haupt says drivers services facilities will remain closed until at least January 24th or 25th out of what he says is an abundance of caution. He says many of the services offered at those facilities can also be done online at the Illinois Secretary of State's website.
Just to name a few, customers can renew their license plate sticker online, and in cases in which the customer qualifies, they can even renew their driver's license or ID card online.
Haupt also points out Illinois driver's licenses and state ID cards that have expired will remain valid until March 31st. He says only for truckers and others who need to apply for or renew commercial driver's licenses, Secretary of State facilities in Rockford, Springfield, and Marion will reopen next Tuesday. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Although the current Illinois Secretary of State is not running for re-election, Jesse White is in the race for the office. The Libertarian Party candidate for the office is also named Jesse White. The Libertarian Party chairman says it's a total coincidence the candidate has the same name as the current Secretary of State. The Libertarian White is from downstate Illinois and has not held elective office before. A story that exploded on social media earlier this week now has a happy ending.
On Monday, Jonah Newman had been walking his dog when he found a wedding band on the sidewalk outside his house in Wicker Park. He immediately posted a picture of the ring to social media, looking to find its rightful owner. Over 3,500 retweets, 6,000 likes later, Newman has returned to Twitter, announcing an update that the ring is now back on the hand of its owner, who had lost it while delivering groceries. The ring's owner and his wife will be celebrating their 7-year anniversary at the end of the month. Newman ended his tweet by thanking everyone for spreading the word. Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Three people, including two Chicago police officers, were injured in an overnight crash in South Shore. The officers were driving east on 71st Street in a marked squad car when a woman in a Jeep Wrangler allegedly ran a red light and hit them. They were all taken to the hospital in good condition. The driver of the Jeep was issued citations. Several victims are recovering from injuries following two separate stabbing incidents last night and early this morning at downtown CTA stations. WBBM's Mike Krauser with the details.
They occurred at a Red Line and a Blue Line station in the Loop. In the first incident, police say two men, one armed with a knife, demanded a man's backpack and watch. After he gave them up, he was stabbed in the back of the ear. As the two men were running away, police say two more people were stabbed, one in the head. Two were in fair condition. The third refused treatment. The second incident occurred during an argument. Police say a man was stabbed with a pair of scissors. He too was in fair condition. Police say nobody is in custody. The odds are good that CTA surveillance video caught the incidents. That's the story from The Loop.
A group of students in the Chicago Public Schools planning to walk out of their classrooms today, saying they deserve a seat at the table in talks about COVID safety protocols. The demonstration will include a 1:45 news conference and rally outside CPS headquarters on West Madison Street. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is considering allowing the country's largest school district to return to some form of virtual instruction. He says he's willing to work with teachers to avoid the unscheduled canceling of classes.
This is not Chicago. This is New York, where we are communicating with each other because we're both emotionally intelligent, and we can resolve this, we can get through this crisis, and we will find the right way to educate our children in a very safe environment.
Adams has previously pledged to keep kids in school. The country's largest nurses union, National Nurses United, is calling on local and federal governments to implement better safety measures and for hospitals to address severe staffing shortages.
Providence, Chicago ER nurse Joyce Ball spoke in a national conference where she said that understaffing these past couple of years have nearly pushed her and her colleagues to a breaking point.
It seems management has forgotten our primary goal is the safety and the health of our patients.
Ball says that at Provident, there are times that nurses are in care of 8 patients at once when they should be handling no more than 4, and that over 300 vacant positions remain unfilled.
Right now, we are expected to pick up the slack no matter what is thrown at us. We're being set up for failure.
Provident operator Cook County Health tells WBBM that every healthcare organization nationwide is grappling with rising hospitalizations, largely due to unvaccinated patients with COVID-19, limited available nursing staff, and industry-wide burnout. But the CCH has onboarded more than 1,300 nurses in the past 2 years. Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
It appears a suburban mayor plans to challenge Governor J.B. Pritzker in this year's election.
A number of reports say Aurora's first black mayor, Richard Irvin, plans to announce Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, that he's a Republican candidate for governor. Reports further suggest Irvin may be in line to get the financial backing of Pritzker nemesis and fellow billionaire Ken Griffin, the richest person in Illinois. Griffin has not yet publicly said who he plans to back against Pritzker. Reports also indicate that Irvin's campaign would be run by the same people who ran the campaigns of Governor Bruce Rauner. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Executives with the company behind a planned casino in Waukegan say it will create hundreds of new jobs, and a study suggests area residents will fill most of those positions. Charles Johnson is a consultant who conducted the study. His data suggests about 80% of the jobs will go to people who live in the north suburban city and neighboring communities.
I think the white collar, the administrative, and the super senior management will be imports to the Waukegan marketplace, and there'll be new residents, but a lot of your jobs will be oriented towards the Waukegan current population base.
Pending city and state approval, a temporary site for the American Place Casino is scheduled to open in July. A permanent location is still a few years away. Republican lawmakers in Indiana are making changes to a series of bills they say will increase the transparency of school curriculums.
The lawmakers acted after their proposals drew national attention and widespread opposition. State senators held back their bill earlier this week, one of 3 Education Matters proposals being pushed by conservative lawmakers in both chambers that would mandate that classroom materials be vetted by parent review committees and place restrictions on teaching about racism and political topics. The House Education Committee also removed a requirement that school curricula be posted publicly online. Bob Conway, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.